This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from the winners of the East and West Coast Future Event Horse Championships. And we begin with Leslie Asby. Leslie won the West Coast Championship with her three-year-old Knabstripper gelding Sea Spot Fly. From Livermore, California, Leslie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, congratulations. That must be a hugely satisfying win.
Oh, yes, it was. It was an amazing win, and I'm very proud of my little pony.
Absolutely. And when I think you said you even get to take home with you, so that's even better, isn't it, when you not only win, but you've got the pony of choice. And we want to tell his story, Leslie. Let's start with a little bit about background about you first, really, and your breeding and training experiences in the sport. So tell us a little bit of background.
I actually started riding horses when I was 5 years old. My dad introduced me to horses. Started out riding Western. I then ventured over to an Arabian barn where we showed Western, did a little hunter under saddle, some saddle seat, realized that jumping was really my passion, and moved on to a hunter jumper barn in Chatsworth, California. At 16, my father bought me an Appaloosa thoroughbred, and that's where the love of spot started.
Ah, so you're a dedicated spot fan then. It is about Appaloosas for you.
That it is, yes. My second horse was an Appaloosa thoroughbred as well.
All right. Well, let's talk about how you met this young horse then that clearly is going places, winning the three-year-old class there. He's a gelding. And you, as we know, won the overall championship title with him. But now, and there's two elements to this, the in-hand and the jump shoot, which we want to talk about his actual performance on the day. But let's hear about how you met him.
So I retired my mare, my Appaloosa thoroughbred mare, and went on a quest to find another young horse. Started doing some research on the breed, on the Knabstripper, and realized this was a breed that I would enjoy having, and so I started looking into them and looked at many online and found Toby, which his name now is Smudgy. I had his wonderful breeder, Adina Ray, send me some videos, asked her if she would put him through a jump shoot just to see if he could jump, and she set a 3/6 foot, and he cleared it by a foot, and the next couple days I was on a plane to go see him in person.
And when was that?
That was in October of 2015.
Okay, so you're fairly new friends then, really. This is a fairly new partnership.
Oh, yes. I haven't even had him a year yet.
So tell me what it was that really attracted you, apart from that he's obviously got a jump in him. We've seen that. He can pop a fence, okay. What was it about his personality that you were particularly drawn to, and the temperament that you thought had the potential to become the event horse you were looking for?
Well, the breed is known for its trainability. They're a very intelligent breed. They're not a very flighty breed. When I met him, he was so incredibly endearing. And you can tell in his eye he would do anything you asked of him. He not only could he jump, his gaits were very, very pretty, and he was an amazing horse.
And what sort of personality is he in the barn, Leslie?
A character. He is definitely a people horse. He's not a horse's horse. He charms everybody in the barn into coming to say hello to him. He's just, when we took him to the actual qualifier in Woodside, everybody's just drawn to him. He's very, you just can't help but go and talk to him. He just draws you in.
He's that kind of smoocher, is he?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, he certainly caught the attention of the judges there. So let's talk about his preparation for the championship itself after you're qualified and the trainer that you're working with to prepare him for this?
So we went to Woodside just to get him off the property. We thought it would be something fun for him to do. Excuse me. So the first FEH competition we went to at Woodside was just pretty much, there was really no expectations other than to, get him off the property, let him see new things. And, you know, he did so well there. He came in second place that we decided to go back home and do some shoot jumping because we'd only seen the one video that the breeder had done. And after watching a couple, we were like, we have to go to the championship. So there wasn't much preparation. The end hand was a little tricky because he's such a great obedient horse. Getting him to trot, getting him to go fast with the in hand was a little tricky because his ground manners are so amazing.
Talk about your relationship with your trainer then. How did you come into partner with Nicole? Is it what's her last name?
Nicole Carroll. No, I've known Nicole Carroll. Yes, she's been my trainer for quite a long time. I went to when she was in Pleasanton at a different barn. She was actually a hunter jumper trainer. I had been with an eventing trainer previously, but having hunter jumper background, I thought I would go ahead and give her a try because there wasn't many trainers in the area, and we clicked it off. And she eventually got into eventing, so it was a great win situation for me.
Perfect. All right. Well, let's talk about the day itself then. What kind of mood was this young man in when he got there? Did he rise to the occasion? Is he that sort of personality? Did he show off a little bit?
People were there. I can actually talk about it. He was just his normal laid back self. Nicole was helping me in the actual in hand, because he is such a calm horse. She thought he was slowing down a little bit. I was slowing him down. She urged him a little bit from behind and the little stinker took off. He got away from me. but being a great horse that he is, he kind of saw someone in the corner of the arena and stopped and said hello. And I picked up the lead rope and we carried on. So it was actually a pretty funny experience.
Well, that was a notable start then to his career. He certainly launched it in style by the sounds of things and left an impression. Now his jumping clearly was something that, you know, caught everybody's imagination there. He really has got quite the pop to him. He must be brave. Obviously, he's a young horse. He's already bold and going into his fences. Did that all come about? You know, you said earlier that you spotted that he could jump before you bought him. But has that sort of matured in some way in the short time that you've had him, Leslie?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, we had not jumped him at all. After I purchased him, I saw that he could jump when the breeder did it. I didn't feel there was a need to do that to him being such a young horse. So I don't, I can't really say that he matured into it because we only sent him through a shoot at home maybe 2-3 times and said, the horse is brave. He's talented. We don't need to push it. So I can't say that he matured into it. It is what it is.
Wonderful. Well, obviously, he's going to continue to mature because he's already shown he has the talent, as you said. Now, what of his future then? Just 3 years old now, coming into his fourth year. What will you do with him in the spring?
I'll probably continue to just do some flat work with him. I really don't believe in pushing young horses, too much. So we'll just continue with the flat work and... we don't do any collection with them. He is already broke to ride. So we do some riding on him now, but not hard. And probably throughout the spring, maybe just do a little bit more with him, but not much more than what we're doing. He's young and he's got a a lot of time to grow up and many years of riding. So I just don't understand why I would have to push him so soon.
No, you certainly, he's a horse worth waiting for. Will you be riding him, eventing him when the time comes, Leslie?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I ride all my, yeah.
All right, so you've got that to look forward to then.
Oh, yes, yeah. I look forward to riding him whenever I do get on him. I mean, even if it's just to hack around, he's a really smart, level-headed, intelligent horse. I mean, there's not much we can do with him. And we had a woman come out, Caroline Woods, who does a lot of, she's a dressage rider, and she does a lot of riding with just a neck rope. And Nicole and I, a couple of weeks before the championship, we were just playing around with them, and she said, hey, let's try him with a neck rope. And for about 20 minutes, we rode with that and the bridle. And after that, we took the bridle off and I walk, trot, canter all off of the leg and seat on a 3-year-old. He's amazing.
Well, that must be fun then. Obviously, you're going to develop the partnership that you need for the future as you develop his career in eventing. And presumably, with that kind of result already, Leslie, you would say he's a keeper for you.
Oh, yes. I mean, honestly, he would be a keeper no matter what. I love the horse. I love his mind. I believe in him. So it's he'd be staying no matter what.
All right. Well, we're going to look out for this Knapstrupper in the years ahead as he develops his eventing career. Once again, congratulations, Leslie. A fantastic win there on the West Coast to take that championship title. And good luck with horse. Good luck with him.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie Ormston's 3-year-old gelding Beale Spring Shamrock won the FEH East Coast Championship, and she joins me now along with her trainer, Martin Dusant. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, first of all, Stephanie, let's begin with you telling us a little bit of background to this beautiful 3-year-old who really stole the show there. How did you come about this horse? Tell us how your partnership with him began. Where did you find him?
So I've worked for the breeder, Thora Pollock, who owns Beale Spring Farm, for 23 years now. We started working together when I was still in college, and she's become a very good friend, of course. And I saw this horse, Shamrock, at his foal inspection at 6 months, and then I purchased him at 10 months.
Okay, so you've had him a little while now. Just to remind everybody, he's a Swedish warm blood. And he's by Hanoverian stallion Shakespeare RSF out of Sahara, who's also Swedish warm blood. Was it the breed that you were looking for, Stephanie? What was it about this particular individual that attracted you?
So we only breed Swedish warm bloods at Beale Spring, but since it's a very small book, they do from time to time breed to, you know, different warm blood registries, such as the Hanoverians, Oldenburgs, Dutch. Shamrock was out of my favorite mare, Sahara, who is now an elite mare. I have his half-sibling, my older horse, and I have just really enjoyed them. I was not intending to buy another young horse, or not one that was quite so young, because I always find it a little challenging to wait for them to grow up. It's nice to get on and start right away. But fell in love with them on the spot, and I knew that was the one. And fortunately, I have a great trainer in Martin that is good with handling these young guys and to get them going under saddle. So the time went by faster than I thought it would.
I can imagine it always does, doesn't it? And I'm sure, and we want to come to Martin in a moment and hear about how he took over the reins, metaphorically speaking, to produce him for this championship. But just tell us a little bit more, if you would, Stephanie, first, about what you did with him before you handed over to Martin. What had you done with him as a young horse?
We worked with him a little bit in hand as a 2-year-old. I mean, basically, he just grew up for the first year that I owned him. Here at Beale Spring. And then as a 2-year-old, we just backed him really lightly for about 10 days, just literally someone sitting on him and taking a few steps. And then I sent him to Martin for, I believe it was a month last fall, and he worked with him some more. And we free jumped him a few times just to see what we had. Then he had the winter off and then went back to Martin this March.
So, Martin, tell us from where you picked him up in March, what sort of personality he had in terms of his training and how he was adapting to a more serious role now as he was growing up in preparing him for these championships?
Well, he we have all the youngsters from Beale Springs Farm to start, and I would say he was on the easy side. He was pretty easy to break as a 2-year-old in the fall, and very talented already. You could see his gates in the field, and when you put him free in the round pen, and we broke him as a 2-year-old, and when we put him a little bit in the chute just to see if he would jump, and we saw that he had some talent. It wasn't easy to see in the first place, but he was definitely talented. So while he was broken, we just left him off for the winter just to have a little bit of time, and took over again. I think it was in March that we studied him again, and he's been pretty easy and very good temperament all the way. So then he had the spring mostly dressage preparation for getting qualified for dressage, and we jumped him again with Stephanie just to see if he was getting better and better, and then we decided that he needed a little bit of time in the summer to relax, and then he was not going to Devon because of we had a lot of horses, and I can only ride one horse, and I have a dressage rider who can only ride one horse. So because he was a good jumper, we decided that the championship for eventing was a good option, considering that he was jumping very well and obviously moved very well too. So it was a little bit of a gamble to try that. So,
well, Stephanie,
so that's pretty much what happened.
Yeah, Stephanie, you had mentioned that, you know, at the farm there, you just breed Swedish Warblers. He was bred for dressage. So was that a difficult decision for you to think, okay, well, he does have a pop in him. He's got the potential to jump. Was that a dilemma for you? How did you address that? Like, which way do we go with him now?
Not at all, because I had asked Martin if he thought he might be able to do both. I was a former jumper rider myself, and, you know, sometimes when I see, you know, watch TV and see the jumpers going, I miss it. And, you know, hanging out with Martin at events, it just looks like it would be a lot of fun. So I was excited to give it a try.
Well, Martin, for certainly, so go ahead, Stephanie.
Sorry, he did go to 2 qualifying events as well and hand qualify for the.
To get qualified, yes.
Yeah. So he showed for that at the end.
Right. Where were that? Where was that, Stephanie?
The first one was June at Waradaka, and the second one was, I believe, in August 6th at.
It was Maryland. It was Maryland for the jump shoot clinic and qualified.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, obviously, being a good mover is a great advantage now in eventing. In terms of his jump, though, Martin, what potential did you see in him already at a young age?
Well, you can see from a young age, we could see that he had a lot of scope, that he can definitely jump a big fence. And he is a very tall horse with long legs. So it took like 2 or 3 tries for him to get coordinated and figure out how to use his be quick in the front and use his body to jump over bigger fences. But when he understand it, it was always very consistent. And the 2 or 3 times that we jumped him before the competition, he was always good. So we felt pretty confident that that it was going to do well. So it's a very rare thing to find in the same horse to have such good movement and scope and quick movement jumping. So I think the judges agreed with that too at the competition. It's very, very rare. I never had a horse like that before.
Right. And he is, but from images we've seen of him, he's what we'd call very leggy. How tall is he, Stephanie?
He's just a hair under 17 hands.
Right. And he's got a bit to go then. He's not finished
and
yet.
And just three, yes.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. What sort of temperament is he, Stephanie, in the stable? What's he like as a person?
He's a sweetheart. He will follow you around anywhere and is very interested in people, very kind. He's sensitive. He's fantastic.
Well, going into these championships, you had quite a considerable competition. There was tremendous entries at the event there. And going into it, I'm curious as to, in terms of your preparation with him, Martin, you know, how he was feeling, how did he respond to the big occasion? Does his temperament carry through? Does he enjoy that environment?
Yeah, I think he had a lot of fun. He definitely showed himself at the top of it, what he can do. He was beautiful. Like, he stand in front of the judges like a superstar, and when we started moving, walking, and trotting, he almost passaged the trot with his tail in the air. I had trouble to catch up with him. He was pretty much telling me to follow him. Like, I didn't really do too much. And then for the jumping part, he just repeated what he learned at home. So. So he had like the perfect day. He can be a little sensitive sometimes, but at the competition, he was at his best, I think, that I've seen him.
Well, Stephanie, you must be enormously proud of him, obviously, winning that. What does it mean to you, winning the championship?
I thought it was a great day. It was a lot of fun. I was so happy for Martin to have this because he had three in the top four in Shamrock's class that he showed. So I thought all of that was fantastic. I think we're excited to see what happens next year. He's going to have the winter off, and then he'll go back to Martin in the spring to start up again. And hopefully we'll qualify early for the Young Event Horse Championships for next year.
Right. In what sort of program would you expect for him then once the spring comes around? I mean, he'll be 4 year old in his 4 year old year. Then what sort of work and schedule do you anticipate at this point?
I think, yeah, go ahead, Steph.
Yeah, I think what we've talked about so far is to take him out early. He'll go back to Martin, I'm guessing, March. I'm not sure exactly when the event. You know, I haven't looked at that. I leave that all to Martin's planning where to take him and stay with him through the spring. And then maybe we'll concentrate on some dressage work when the ground gets hard and then go back. Maybe he'll come home, you know, for a month or two like he did this year and then go back again in the fall to get ready for. I would like him to do the dressage at Devon portion, which we missed this year. Yeah. He did qualify for the Materiale Championship for the East Coast. And that's what Martin was referring to earlier with the rider conflict. I didn't want to ride him myself at his second show under saddle. So we hope to do that next year and then continue on to Fairhill, hopefully, and see where we go from there.
Well, a very exciting future ahead with him.
Yes.
Yeah, because he does the two circuit. He does the dressage circuit as well.
All right. Dual purpose.
So it's a very busy schedule for him.
It certainly is. Well, it sounds like he has a very promising future and obviously a wonderful result for you both to win the championships there. So I want to thank you both, Stephanie Ormstone and Martin Duzan, for coming on the program. And once again, congratulations on winning the East Coast Championship.
Thank you so much.
The judges for the FEH Championship were the FEH YEH Committee Advisor, Upper Level Eventer and Grand Prix Show Jumping Rider, and ICP Faculty Member Robin Walker. He was accompanied by Olympian and USEA Board of Governors member Phyllis Dawson. And in addition to these judges, young horse expert Willie Arts and his team served as handlers and jump shoot experts for the three-year-old jump shoot division. And you can find the full results, reports and photos on the website at useventing.com, where you'll find all the rest of the latest news and also on social media. Just look for US Eventing. A reminder that the podcast is available for download from the iTunes podcast store to any podcast app. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world and enjoy your eventing.